Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I'm America Ferreira, and I'm here in Waukegan, Illinois, where a community is fighting to close a coal plant.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. There is a coal plant right across the street.
What do we want?
Peace.
What do we want? It?
Everything is on the line. People's lives are on the line. The climate is on the line.
What is it really going to take for us to stop burning coal?
In the morning, 720 WGN. It is the Steve Cochran Show. Did you guys know that more than 62,000 people live within just a couple of miles of the Waukegan coal plant? 76% of those people, Latino, African-American, and 49% are low-income residents. And when you think of the fight against big coal, you might not necessarily think Chicagoland. Will definitely start thinking that way. If you've had a chance to see any of the National Geographic Channel's Emmy Award-winning series, Years of Living Dangerously, they're fascinating, and they're very, very well-done documentaries. There's a brand-new one. You just heard a little bit of it. That was America Ferreira. She is the narrator and the host of this one. It's called Breathing Coal. We wanted to talk a little bit today about Chicagoland's fight against big coal, and one of the stars of that program, Dulce Ortiz, she's an activist featured in that episode, and Christine Nanaselli, the campaign representative, who can kind of give us a better idea of what we're dealing with. Good morning. Thank you both for being in studio today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Christine, tell us a little bit about the project, the activism that goes on with this, and the problem that we're facing with big coal here in the Chicagoland area.
Absolutely. Well, the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign is really an unprecedented environmental campaign in U.S. history to shift our reliance from one of the dirtiest sources of power, coal, and moving towards clean, renewable energy like wind and solar. And Illinois is really actually a coal state, and we still see a number of coal plants remaining in Illinois, in particular the one on the shores of Lake Michigan up in Waukegan. And it's one of the oldest plants, but it is still hanging on, mm-hmm. and there is incredible work happening on the ground to make sure that we get a retirement date and a sound transition plan for the local community.
Is there a retirement date? Is there or has there been, and it just keeps getting pushed back? Is there a time or a date when it will close or at least cease operations?
There has not been a retirement date set yet for the plant. The plant is almost 100 years old.
Wow.
It was built in the 1920s. It's currently owned by New Jersey-based NRG Energy, which is one of the largest fossil fuel companies in the United States, and they have refused to really work with the Sierra Club and local community partners to establish that long-term sunset date.
Dulce, how did you get involved with this? You're kind of this unwilling activist, didn't think you'd be thrust into this role.
No, not at all. I think, you know, my main important job is I'm a mom, right? So I have my son, and I worked in downtown Waukegan for approximately 15 years. I moved there downtown Waukegan 4 years ago. We have a beautiful lakefront, and unbeknownst to me, there is a coal plant right on the lakefront. So I know that, as Christine said, you know, it's a very old plant. It's a minority community. Unfortunately, there's a lot of individuals there that have, you know, other priorities, such as, you know, getting a job, making sure that they, you know, are able to pay for rent, put food on the table. And we also have a large portion of undocumented
immigrants.
Yeah. In my community. And also to learn that one of three children, you know, suffer from asthma or asthma symptoms. You know, to me, that was, you know, not a coincidence, because also I develop asthma.
Mm-hmm.
My mom suffers from asthma. So, you know, every winter she's at the doctor's office, and she, you know, I appreciate her because, you know, she takes good care of herself, eats healthy, works out, you know, the normal. But she was just really struggling, you know, having breathing problems, having to, you know, get inhalers. And then, you know, I was diagnosed with asthma. So I'm not waiting for my son to get diagnosed. So I thought that this was, you know, something really important that someone needed to, you know, voice our concerns. Most of the time, you know, minority communities are pretty much left out and not heard. So I thought this was, I love the city of Waukegan.
Yeah, you don't want to move. I mean, you're there, you love your home, you love your community. You want to stay, you don't want to have to move because of this. How soon after did you, when you moved and when you were living in your home, did you start to notice symptoms or something might be related to the plant?
So it was about a year, so about 3 years ago. That's when I, and it was exactly just, you know, when I met Christine and I became involved with the campaign.
And Christine, what did you say? We should do something about this. I mean, because I'm sure other people in the community are upset by it or talking about it. And did you say, you know what, we need to take that first step?
Absolutely. I started meeting with folks on the ground as an organizer in 2013. Dulce was one of the first people I met, having a lot of one-on-one meetings with folks, really listening and hearing what are community concerns, what are hopes for the community. And Sierra Club had been involved for years previously in litigation around that plant because it has a history of air and water pollution violations. But we really wanted to explore if there was an opportunity to do some more on the ground grassroots organizing to push this effort forward. And incredible stories from Dulce and other committed leaders on the ground really showed that there are folks ready to, I think, take on this fight and forge a healthier, clean energy future for Waukegan.
And just last week, Dulce and the other activists, the advocates as well, were featured in the episode, scored a win. Illinois passed the biggest clean energy bill in state history, bringing many of these issues to the forefront. So hold that thought. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what that means for the state and for the plant. And I want to ask you both, too, about what a Trump presidency will mean, if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, especially when it comes to coal plants and this one here in the Waukegan area. So hold that thought. We are talking with Dulce Ortiz and Christine Nanaselli from the brand new Nat Geo series, Year of Living Dangerously. This one's called Breathing Coal.
This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
6:48 in the morning, the Steve Cochran Show. We continue our conversation with Dulce Ortiz and Christine Nanaselli, both involved with Nat Geo's show Uprising. It's basically Chicagoland area's fight against big coal. And you can watch that episode. It'll be tonight, 9 o'clock our time. It's the season finale of the Emmy Award-winning series Years of Living Dangerously. And we're talking a little bit about Dulce becoming this unwilling activist. Now you're in the throes of it. You know, because your son started out with asthma, you live in Waukegan near the coal plant. And have they taken steps at all to try to at least acknowledge that, you know, this could be a problem, or to try to change the emissions process or anything about how the production process evolves?
We met with NRG Energy in 2014, right after they had purchased the Waukegan plant and a couple of others in Illinois. And, you know, we had a relatively productive conversation with company representatives, and we delivered an elected official sign-on letter asking for a long-term plan for the plant, asking for new clean energy investments. But shortly thereafter, we heard from them an announcement that they would be installing low-grade pollution controls at the plant and really not being willing to establish a long-term sunset date for the plant, and really no meaningful real investments in clean energy. So it's been a very frustrating process, as you'll see in the episode. Sierra Club and many community leaders take the fight right to the shareholder meeting and to talk directly to CEO Mauricio Gutierrez. Mm-hmm. And they have really been unresponsive. They have a lot of efforts locally to make community contributions and other various PR efforts. But they have really been unwilling to sit down with community members and have some of the really hard conversations about what is the long-term plan for this plant. And until they're willing to do that, they're essentially holding communities like Waukegan hostage.
Do you find it ironic or interesting that the CEO is Hispanic and this issue is mainly affecting a Hispanic and predominantly Hispanic and African-American community?
Well, I thought that maybe we could make a connection that way, but no, it did not happen. And just, you know, to correct you. My son doesn't suffer from asthma. It's me and my mom.
Okay. So, and you didn't want your son to start
going
down that same path.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So, you know, it's been a struggle. We know that there is no way to burn clean coal, right? Mm-hmm. We know it affects our air. It affects our water. We know that coal is not as profitable as it used to be. Waukegan has a history of, you know, just corporations leaving and leaving us residents with, you know, all the pollution. And at this point in time, we have 5 Superfund sites. So if you think about it, if we as residents are not proactive to protect our community, then the same thing is going to happen. The Superfund sites, it really affects us because, you know, it leaves us no opportunity for economic development. So if we want a community, you know, to be the best that it can be, how can it when it continues to be polluted, left behind, and these corporations are not taking responsibility for their actions? So we as residents have to make them accountable.
Is there some hope, though, with the state passing the clean energy bill that they'll be forced to actually clean up their act?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think the extraordinary hope and success of the Future Energy Jobs Bill that just passed in the last legislative session 2 weeks ago, which Clean Power Lake County, Sierra Club, and a huge unprecedented coalition of advocacy and clean energy companies came together around, I think creates new hope in being able to dramatically increase renewable energy development in every corner of the state, in particular Waukegan. So we'll see over $12 billion in private clean energy investments over the course of the next 15 years. And so for communities that have really only seen coal plants in their backyard, now finally have the opportunity to bring clean energy businesses into these communities, create local solar projects, community solar projects, energy efficiency work, and actually create local jobs. And so I think that's a huge part of the big picture here and in creating solutions towards a clean energy future.
What are your thoughts, both of you, on a Trump presidency? Do you see things getting better, clearing up, or it's just completely going the opposite direction now? I guess maybe Rick Perry, being energy secretary, has picked for the EPA. Any thoughts on what a Trump presidency will help with your path?
Well, it's very scary, right? I think for my community, especially, not only on the environmental level, but on the basic civil liberties level. And for us, you know, as Clean Power Lake County, we do want our elected officials to recognize that this is not just about a coal plant, right? This is about economic development. This is about, you know, making our community better. And thankfully, with the Future Energy Jobs Bill, you know, it gives us hope and it gives us, you know, other opportunities. And with Trump's presidency and who he appointed to be the head of the EPA, which is a climate denier, mm-hmm. you know, thankfully, this bill that just passed, it offers us, like, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. So it offers hope. There's just very uncertain times ahead of us. And I think with a Trump presidency, what it means is, like, we as the people, we need to take our power, right, and go ahead and voice our concerns and speak to our elected officials and start our work locally, and not wait until, you know, this, whatever this president has in his mind, because we just really don't know what that's going to be like.
Yeah. You feel the same way, Christine?
Absolutely. I think obviously, there are grave threats that I think we are anticipating from the Trump administration. Certainly, his cabinet selections are deeply concerning and troubling, sort of a who's who from Wall Street and from the fossil fuel industry. So we know that there is going to be unprecedented work to defend a lot of the threats that we anticipate coming. But to Dulce's point, I think there is hope because people are mobilizing. People are responding to this moment. And there is hope that we can still maintain progress at the local level, whether it be in Waukegan, whether it be in the state legislature with passing the Future Energy Jobs Bill. We can still make local progress, and we're ready to continue that work.
Absolutely. Check it out. I mean, Nat Geo does a great job, don't they? They do a great
Absolutely.
Job. Form your own opinion. Watch it tonight. It's on the Nat Geo channel at 9 o'clock tonight, Years of Living Dangerously series. It's called Uprising. Dulce Ortiz featured in that episode, and Christine Nanaselli, you're the representative for the campaign as well. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so
Check
much.
Check it out. And
great
best,
to be with you.
Best of luck. You know, this is something that affects everybody. And Waukegan's a great city. You know, I'm sure they want the best for everybody as well. So check it out, Nat Geo, tonight. Thanks for both being here, and more next on 720 WGN.